We've got to understand the freedom. I wrote this down. The cross equals liberty, and liberty equals blessing. The cross equals liberty, and liberty equals blessing. You can't be blessed if you're not free. What kind of blessing are you going to have? I don't want that thing you call blessing. Get me over into your bondage, all uptight and all frigid and all rigid and all weird and all stressed out, all performance orientated, all any kind of orientated. I didn't mean to just pick on one. Pick on everybody. I just got to do my part. Got to is out of our vocabulary. Want to, okay. Yeah. Committed to, okay. Yeah. By faith, okay. But not driven up the wall.
Hallelujah.
We're a people at rest. Oh, that's one of the most beautiful phrases I could possibly use in speaking to God's people. We are a people at rest, ladies and gentlemen. And anything we do to get out of that rest in the sufficiency of the cross, anything we do negates the blessing. Gets us out from under the blessing, back under the curse. Remember, there are two options. Not blessing, a little blessing, less blessing, some curse, more curse, oh boy, you are cursed. It's blessed or cursed. Now, I understand we should ask God if anything's standing in the way. So we can tell it to take a hike, which it has no right to stand between us, as Colossians said. Including the demonic forces. We got to address that stuff. Because it's a thief, a liar, and a murderer. We know our enemy's a thief, a liar, and a murderer. We know he's going to put up all kinds of opposition. But when we even address that, well, I wrestled all night with the devil. What for? Not even Jesus did that. I mean, the most time he ever spent with the liar, the thief, and the murderer was to just tell him, it is written, and quote the scripture and go back to bed. I mean, I'm not denying the necessity to break the powers that are trying to steal or to lie or to murder. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't, you know, if you want to get ahead, go to work. But what I am telling you, it's not because of that. It's not because of that. And sometimes we get over to that gray area and we make ourselves the issue. Doesn't the devil help us with the most spiritual things he could say? I mean, he'll lead you to the scriptures. He'll give you voices and verses and back you into a corner to where you're about convinced you, I must be a castaway.
Right.
Don't flatter yourself. Don't flatter yourself. Your flesh isn't the hot issue.
Yeah.
What is the hot issue is, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Hallelujah.
And his grace was great with me, buddy. And because of it, I got to labor all the more. And I got further ahead. But when the bottom line message is told, it's the cross.
Amen.
I'm not going to make it of no effect. I'm not going to become estranged from it. I'm not going to boast against it. Folks, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want it to profit nothing. When I read that scripture the other day, I mean, it jumped out so far, it rattled in my head like bolts and nuts in an old tin can. Christ shall profit you nothing. Christ shall profit you nothing. And yet that's all we want to do is get ahead.
Yeah.
And yet you've just been dumb enough with that crazy thinking of yours to take all the profit out of knowing Christ. All the benefit, all the blessing, all the joy, and make it all about you. Instead of coming and saying, Lord, here I am. Man, I haven't got a whole lot to offer here. Instead, say, look, wait a minute now. Why am I talking like this? Why am I thinking like this? Why am I acting like this? I'll tell you what, the devil's got me convinced in holding on to this carnal righteous thing and that carnal righteous thing and the other carnal righteous thing instead of holding on to the cross and saying, you know, Lord, just as I am, without one plea, I'm going to tell you, I am today standing on the cross. I'm not proud of what I've done. I'm not proud of what I nearly did. I'm not proud of what I sometimes think I'm going to do. But I'll tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to boast in Jesus Christ. I'm going to boast in his cross. I'm going to stand in his grace. I'm going to move in his love. And I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit. And I am not going to make any more provision for my flesh. I don't care what your flesh problem is. If you make provision for it, you're just being insincere. Get a hold of life. Get a hold of yourself. Get yourself a life and stop being stupid. If you can't stand candy, don't work in a candy store. It's the bottom line. There's some places I just cannot go because I'll give in. I've lived too long now to kid myself and say, well, I can handle it. No, I can't. I can handle it this far away.
That's right.
But don't shove it in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get excited pretty quick. I'm going to go over the fence. And I always say to God, you know, Lord, I'm bypassing all this stuff, and I'm going to tell you, if I've ever trapped in a situation, I'm going to count on grace and God to get me out of that quick. I'm standing in your grace, and I'm running. I'm going to do a Joseph trick. You like my coat that badly, have it. I'm gone. Because I'm not lingering. I'm not pondering. I'm not assessing. I'm running. Now let's get over there. And if I slip and skin my knees like I did at the railway station at about 11:30 at night in this little town in the middle of nowhere in Switzerland, I'll get up and keep on going and get on the train. Thank you, Lord, I just caught it in time. Story you don't have to worry about. Actually, it happened. My favorite pair of slacks torn. But I got home comfortably, and it did heal. The pants didn't heal. Wouldn't it be lovely if pants could heal? I would have had many more slacks, pairs than I have right. Just leave them overnight, honey, put a little bit of mooty on that thing, and by Thursday it'll be okay. Yeah, right, I wish. All right, the truth of the matter is, folks, you've been set free, and God can only help free people.